Leviticus chapter 23. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, Concerning the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work in it. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the feasts of Yahweh, holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. In the 14th day of the first month, at evening, is Yahweh's Passover. And on the 15th day of the same month, the feast of unleavened bread to Yahweh. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. In the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work in it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work in it. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say to them, When you are come to the land which I give to you, and shall reap the harvest of it, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you. On the next day after the Sabbath the priest shall wave it, and you shall offer that day, when you wave the sheaf, an he-lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering to Yahweh. And the meal offering of it, 2/10 deals of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh for a sweet savor, and the drink offering of it shall be of wine, the fourth part of a hin. And you shall eat neither bread nor parched corn nor green ears until the selfsame day that you have brought an offering to your Elohim, a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. And you shall count to you from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be complete. Even to the next day after the seventh Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering to Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 wave loaves of 2/10 deals. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be baked with leavening. They are the first fruits to Yahweh. And you shall offer with the bread 7 lambs without blemish of the first year, and 1 young bullock and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their meal offering and their drink offerings, an offering made by fire of sweet savor to Yahweh. Then you shall sacrifice 1 kid of the goats for a sin offering, and 2 lambs of the first year for a sacrifice of peace offerings. And the priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits, a wave offering before Yahweh, with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to Yahweh for the priest. And you shall proclaim on the selfsame day, it may be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no servile work in it. It shall be a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. And when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not make clean riddance of the corners of your field when you reap, neither shall you gather any gleaning of your harvest. You shall leave them to the poor and to the stranger. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, in the 1st day of the month, shall you have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work in it, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Also on the 10th day of this 7th month, a day of atonement, it shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall afflict your souls and offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. And you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make an atonement for you before Yahweh your Elohim. For whatsoever soul it is that shall not be afflicted in that day, same day, he shall be cut off from among his people. And whatsoever soul it is that does any work in that same day, the same soul will I destroy from among his people. You shall do no manner of work. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be to you a Sabbath of rest, and you shall afflict your souls. In the ninth day of the month at evening, from evening to evening shall you celebrate your Sabbath. And Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of this seventh month, the Feast of Tabernacles, for 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work in it. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly, and you shall do no servile work in it. These are the feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering, and a meal offering, a sacrifice, and drink offerings, everything upon his day. Beside the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and beside your gifts, and beside all your vows, and beside all your freewill offerings which you give to Yahweh. Also in the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruit of the land, you shall keep a feast to Yahweh 7 days. On the first day, a Sabbath, and on the eighth day, a Sabbath. And you shall take to you on the first day the boughs of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and the boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your Elohim 7 days. And you shall keep it a feast to Yahweh 7 days in the year, a statute forever in your generations. You shall celebrate it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your Elohim. And Moses declared to the children of Israel the feasts of Yahweh. End of chapter.